Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Montana Realtor Association backtracks and reinstates a terminated pastor. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Pastor Brandon Hoover is a bivocational pastor. A lot of them need to have a second job to help with their income, and he's one of those, and he has been a realtor. But he expressed some religious beliefs on his social media because he disagreed with his church being involved with a food bank that was putting LGBT propaganda in children's lunches.
Yeah, his church that he pastors actually participated in the food bank, helping to feed the community. And then that food bank decided to put LGBTQ curricula in children's lunches.
They turned it into a propaganda.
And then the pastor says, our church is not going to have anything more to do with that. We can't support that. Well, then he got anonymous complaints that were sent to the Realtor Association, the Missoula Organization of Realtors.
Though he was clear that his church does not discriminate against anyone and will never treat anyone different because of their life choices.
Right. He just said, my church can't participate. My church is no longer going to be supporting this food bank that is using the feeding lunches program to give propaganda promoting LGBTQ.
Right. He wasn't doing it hatefully. Yeah. No.
And so some of the radical people in the community said, well, oh, this guy also is a realtor. Let's file a complaint against him and see if we can get his real estate license revoked. So they filed these anonymous complaints with the Missoula Organization of Realtors. And guess what? The Missoula Organization of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors, they disciplined him. They fined him $5,000.
Yeah.
And then they also kicked him out of the Real Estate Association, and they prohibited him from having access to the real estate listing, which was critically important for his real estate job.
Yeah, this is kind of funny. One of the complaints asked the question, are realtors even allowed to be pastors too? That's so funny. Can you actually be both?
Yeah, are realtors allowed to be pastors too? That was one of the complainers' questions. So they definitely wanted him to not be a realtor. And so the Missoula Organization of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors obliged them, and they revoked his license, fined him $5,000. $5,000. Now, this is what he actually said on his private social media, that the church would no longer support the local food bank after it began distributing LGBTQ, quote, pride, close quote, materials with the children's lunches. That's it. And because of that, they ultimately fined him and they revoked his license.
Well, so, they revoked his access to an essential listing service that
prevented him, shutting him down
from being a realtor.
Because he wouldn't he wouldn't be able to list things. He wouldn't be able to find things. Somebody comes to him wanting to find a house. Well, he has no ability to have access to that information. So they literally shut him down and then fined him. For doing what he did as a pastor.
Because he's working, because he needs the extra income, and then they're fining him $5,000. Well,
and a lot of these, you know, there's a number of pastors that have small churches. The church itself is small, maybe startup, and they can't afford to pay a full-time pastor, so the pastors have to have a part-time job while they're preaching on the weekends in the church until the church grows. That's what this particular situation is.
And this is Missoula, Montana, which I wouldn't think is a huge town.
No. So anyway, Liberty Counsel was contacted by the pastor, and we sent a demand letter to the Missoula Organization of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors, stating that it is unlawful under the Fair Housing Act and Due Process Clause to discriminate against Pastor Huber's religious beliefs And as such, the discipline had no merit over religious speech made outside the scope of his real estate profession. Now, the Fair Housing Act, you say, well, isn't that for housing where you can't discriminate on the basis of, say, for example, race? You can't not sell a house to someone who's of a certain race. Yeah, it does protect that. But it also involves religion, and not just sale of houses, but also those that participate in the sale of houses. So the pastor as a realtor is also one of the areas of protection under the Fair Housing Act. Because, for example, if you were to say, I'm not going to sell a house, or we're not going to sell a house to somebody because they're a certain race, that's a violation of the Fair Housing Act. We're not going to sell a house to someone because of a certain religion, violation of the Fair Housing Act. But if you also say, we're going to kick out a realtor because of their religious beliefs, violation of the Fair Housing Act. Mm-hmm. And there are significant penalties for that. So as a result of that, the Missoula Organization of Realtors, thankfully, they just now responded. They have canceled the $5,000 fine assessment against the pastor, waived his membership dues in both the MOR, which is the Missoula Organization of Realtors, and the National Association of Realtors, through 2027. And they've restated him in good standing. Now he is back to work in real estate.
It pays to speak up. You know, I thought it was interesting. I was just looking at this in the they had disciplined him for violating the National Association of Realtors Code of Ethics. How does that work?
They complained, you know, the complainers were saying that it was hate speech.
There's a code of ethics saying you can't have religious beliefs? Or
yeah, I guess. And they interpreted his statement that the church cannot support this food bank anymore because it's using the lunch program for kids to promote LGBTQ pride information.
And all they had to do is take the materials out. I mean, that's not, it's not about a
propaganda
platform.
Yeah, and they would go back and support it because the church wants to be a part
of
the
community. It's about feeding children.
They want to be able to help feed the community and help feed children, but they don't want to help this organization present propaganda, pride materials. I mean, can you imagine this particular food bank? You know, June is the typical month that they do this. Giving lunches to kids that need the lunches and then putting LGBTQ pride material in their lunches.
But see, you have to see, this is how Satan works. I mean, the same thing in these in schools. They're dropping these little propaganda bits into these children's heads saying, don't you want to be, you know, like a rainbow? Don't you want to be a different gender? All this little stuff. And here's
what
you're doing. These children are hungry and they want it. They get food and they go, oh, this is a good thing. I'm going to associate LGBT rainbows with getting food. That should be a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's
that's
deceptive.
Why you just said, you know, I'm not going to have anything to do with it. So
yeah.
the Missoula Organization of Realtors actually determined that pastor's religious speech, none of which had anything to do with his capacity as a realtor, was, quote, hateful and harassing. They disciplined him for violating the code of ethics, as you mentioned, fined him $5,000, revoked his access to an essential listing service, which prevented him from participating as a realtor. And that's what this LGBTQ agenda really wants. They want to literally wipe out anybody who doesn't, not just agree with them, but becomes their cheerleader.
Right. It's like, you know, we're representing another pastor who was working in a library for additional income, and they kicked him out because he wouldn't agree with their preferred pronouns.
Yeah, same thing. He wouldn't falsely give pronouns to somebody who was born of a different, you know, sex, and they terminated him.
Right. He wasn't being rude. He just said, I can't lie, so I'll use your name, but I won't use the wrong gender.
Well, if you have questions about your religious freedom, or you know somebody whose religious freedom is violated as we move into this new year in 2026, give Liberty Counsel a call. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Sign up for our emails right there under the top tabs. There are several options. If you have a legal issue and need legal help, there's a tab there for legal help. There's also a tab for signing up to our newsletters and our various emails, and also some of our media. We have Freedom's Call, which is our daily 60-second radio program, and Faith and Freedom, the program that you're listening to right now. And we have Freedom Alive, which is our weekly television program as well. Lots of information there. Lots of information that you'll obtain from our emails and other resources. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.